Hi everyone, I'm Christine Dufour, a junior at Sarah Lawrence College.
And I'm Lee Brown, a senior at Sarah Lawrence College. Our seminar, Objects and Memory, is focused on people's relationship with evocative objects and how they shape and evoke particular memories.
Our class is a community-based combined class with the Wartburg Adult Care Community.
Today we will be interviewing our classmate Rob, who is a resident at Wartburg's Independent Living Housing and a lifelong learner.
We asked Rob to think of and discuss an object that holds meaning and memories to him.
When we arrived at Rob's home, he had brought out one of the few objects that he's kept with him over the years, his high school yearbook from Regis High School.
This yearbook is maroon, approximately an inch thick, and letter-bound.
While sitting down with Rob through describing his yearbook, he told a lifelong story of learning and friendship that began during these high school years.
Catholic high school in the country and the 15th best high school of all high schools. So it's quite a school. It was a wonderful, wonderful 4 years that I spent there. And this, of course, was in senior year. We all got a yearbook, which has, you know, mainly pictures, a little bit of print, but mostly pictures, which is all you really want. So I occasionally dig it out and take a look, and it's full of memories.
All male, yes. Actually, where I went to college was all male. St. John's University at the time I went was all male. There was about 600 men in it. Now it's a huge university.
So when you look at your yearbook, what does it conjure up for you? Do you remember when you got it? Was there a party?
I do remember when I got it and took it all around and got people to sign it. And it was a pretty big day, the day they gave that. Yeah. And I look at it now and then, even in these, 70 some odd years later.
Is there a specific signature from someone in there or different people that you still are in contact with or have?
Most of them are dead.
Okay.
Most of my better friends, although we still get together once a year in a bar in the city called Hurley's. And there's maybe three or four of us at this point left go, but we do go.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Do you often look through your yearbook, or is this do you often look through it, or is this the first time you've pulled it out in a while?
When I say often, every couple of months I might take a peek at it.
Do you have any pictures of you in here that are your favorite or least favorite?
There's some funny ones.
Rob then pointed out some of his favorite photos of him and his friends, some of which he stayed in contact with after high school.
If they weren't photographed, or do you think the memories are brought to you because...
Oh yeah, I would have high school memories without the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very much so. Oh, if I go through the book, I might have specific memories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I see a basketball picture and I was at that game or something.
Yes.
I know that you said that there were a few that you stayed in contact with from high school. Do you think those memories of those people are primarily from your childhood and your adolescence, or are the memories with them
in adulthood? No, it'd be mostly from our teen years. Yeah, we see one another regularly, but it's definitely a teen years. I never developed a friendship with many of these guys that I saw on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And you said that Facebook is a way that you would keep in contact with some of them?
Not with these guys, no.
Oh, okay. Just from college friends.
Yeah.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's nice that you know, people are able to still have, contact with each other.
Yes.
So you were saying that things have changed a lot since you were in high school and college. When you look back at the yearbook, are there things now, like people had written comments that you think people don't use that language anymore, old slang or something? Or does it all feel like kind of contemporary to you?
That's an interesting question. It was a, very different world, as I say, all boys. There was one black kid in the whole school. So I had very little contact with diversity. We were nearly all relatively poor Irish Catholic kids. I wouldn't say poor, poor, you know, but most of us didn't own homes or, you know, rented homes. But it was fun. It was a wonderful 4 years, nevertheless.
I know that you said that it is one of the better high schools in the country.
Yes.
And were you aware of that back then, or?
Oh God, yes! They let you know every day.
Oh really? And is it a public school or?
No,
private?
No, it's a Catholic. It's
Jesuit
high school.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was some woman in 1914. Went to the pastor of this church on Park Avenue with a bag full of money and said, build a school and I'll support it. And the family supported it for about 40, 50 years. Then the money ran out and now the alumni support it. So it's all funded by the alumni.
Mm.
And, you know, I had a class of 117 that graduated. It was an admiral, a general, two bishops, three corporate CEOs, and all in one little class. It was an extraordinary place.
That's amazing.
And I became a community coach. Well, I worked on Wall Street for a while, and then I just said the hell that I couldn't stand it. So I got a job in education.
Good for you.
Smartest decision I ever made in my life.
Aww.
I cut my income 75%.
Wow.
But I was making pretty good money for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I love teaching in the community college.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer of them.
What were they encouraging post high school? Because I know
It was a given that you were going to university. Given. I would say most of the kids I went to grammar school with and then went to high school did not go to college. They, you know, you're more apt to go to college than it was not. As a matter of fact, the people who went to high school with, not this high school, but my neighborhood children, because this was not in my neighborhood, who went to high school and didn't go to college, fought the Korean War. I was the perfect age for the Korean War, but you got an automatic deferment for college. So I went to Navy OCS, and I was in the Korean War, but never got anywhere near Korea. I sailed the Mediterranean, which is a nice place to be during the
Korean
War. I had my senior yearbook from college stashed somewhere.
Which one? I think the high school one means more to you. Is that
Oh, yeah. My high school experience was, I met a ton of friends in college, but when I went to Saints, I did not, in retrospect, I did not have a particularly good opinion of the school. You know, it's probably not fair to them. But I had a lot of good friends from college that would have been more of my life on a daily basis than my high school friends.
Do you remember what the high school looks like? Was it like a brick building or
was it? Oh, it's a beautiful building. Might be in here. It's quite a beautiful building.
So, have they renovated it since? Do you live
there? Yeah.
Okay.
But it's quite a beautiful building with a courtyard in the middle and the building goes all around the courtyard.
Sorry.
It's in the middle of Manhattan, you know. It's got pillars. I don't know if there's a picture in here. But it is quite a beautiful building. And they put a green roof on it now. And they grow stuff.
Do the students do that?
Yes. Yes.
How do you stay in touch with your high school? Do they have events? Like, how do
you
know?
Yeah, they do. They do have events. Yes. They had a pretty nice theater in the high school.
Did you attend the plays? Pardon? Did you attend all of them?
Oh, God, yes. I was up in the loft moving scenery.
I can't imagine, you know, high schoolers attending all the Shakespeare plays. I know when I was in high school, I would have been like, oh, that's too,
Actually, it gave me an appreciation of Shakespeare at an early age.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
One question I have is just about the fact that it was a Catholic institution. How did that affect the way you felt about, you know, your maybe relationship with religion?
Oh, I was lock, stock, and barrel a Catholic in those days. Mm. Yeah, and right into my 50s, I guess, 60s. Now it's just, don't get me started, you know.
Yeah.
You know, especially having a gay son. I have a gay son, that, you know, and the church's position on gayness is so bizarre.
Yeah.
So, It's a whole different world, but yeah, I was locked, stuck, and bottled like a Catholic.
Okay.
Would you say, thinking about those 4 years, when they mean like a lot to you, is that because you made a lot of friends there, because of the academic experience? Why?
Well, the academic experience, it was very academic, tough, to the point where college where I went was a bit of a joke. But there were good friendships and just very happy years. You know, some people talk about their high school years, not particularly happy. My high school years were very, very happy. Very happy. I like that.
And thank you so much for talking with us today.
I enjoyed it.
We enjoyed it as well.
Yes.
Idaho and Connecticut.
Yes.
And New York.
And New York, yeah.